We are joined in the media center here at the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, by our Camping World Funny Car Series category winner, Matt Hagen, who was able to be victorious in the final round. Hagen keeping his championship hopes alive with wins over Stephen Densham in the first round, Chad Green in the second round, Bob Tasca in the semifinal round, and Robert Height smoked the tires, and Matt Hagen went on to victory. Just 63 points out of the lead. Fourth win of the season, 43rd of your career, fourth in Vegas. You called it a must win, and you won. And so now, just talk about your championship outlook and obviously to get a win in here in the countdown.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think anything's possible. I mean, Dickie Venables and Mike Knutson and Alex Conway, those guys are making some real power with this Dodge Power Broker car. And, it's running strong, man. I mean, they're putting a great hot rod underneath me. It was kind of cool, though, I mean, to come out here on Sunday and win on two hole shots today and give my team, that little extra bump of what we needed to keep going in those rounds and stuff like that. And, it's hard to get those whole shot wins like that sometimes, but it's just one of those things where we sometimes you got to be a little lucky and sometimes you got to be a little good. And you just never can count Dickie out. I mean, even last year, the year before we won, and last year, Alexis, spoiled our deal, but we took Caps out second round and just needed to get around Alexis. And, it's just one of those things where it's always to the end. It's always to the last race. It's, you just never know how it's going to happen. And I think that's what's so exciting for us as drivers and crew chiefs and sponsors, and exciting for the fans, So I think we put on a great show for these fans out here. It was amazing to do a burnout and see everybody like just packed in here. And, NHRA is doing a good job of promoting and filling up the grandstands. I mean, these are big stands here to fill up, So a lot of people. And like I said out there, I mean, it's really cool when you have a bunch of people behind your pit rooting you on in the finals. I was like, damn, people actually like me, So, but it's just awesome. I mean, just to be able to drive a car like that, and Tony Stewart, he came out here and, he's always got so many balls in the air, man, And it's just like, he decided he was going to have his first debut here in competition, and, and he's got so much going on. And it was just so good to see that dude smile, Like, he just had just one of those grins from ear to ear, pretty much all weekend. And, you could just tell that, he just really enjoying himself. And, to go to the final like that, it's pretty impressive, Like, who comes out here, their first time ever, really, I think he's only tested in that car twice, and then go to a final, So the guy's a wheel man, and he's about competition and about winning and whatever it takes to put trophies on the shelf, and that's what that guy's all about. I don't think it's so much the paychecks as it is just the trophies that he wants, it's just one of those things where I was glad we had a good solid weekend. He had a solid weekend, and Leah as well, I mean, they're working, they're building, they're trying new things and working towards next year, I think we got a good unit here. We just got to keep digging and working hard. And Robert's a tough customer, man. I mean, you I walked over to him yesterday in qualifying and I said, I don't know how this stuff ends up, man, but tip your cap to you, dude. Anybody that wins 8 or 9 races in a fuel funny car, you've done something, And I said, I got a lot of respect for you, man. And he's the type of driver that I am. There's no games up there. It's just stage your car and let's race these things, And I have a lot of respect for that, So we're going to go out of here swinging, man. We're going to give it all we got. We've had two good races here from Dallas in the final and then win this one. And, we actually have a new combo that we're working with that they threw in there last night for the last run. And I was kind of like, damn, I don't want to be a crew chief right now, decide whether we stick with a combo that we've had all season or go with this new combo. And they're like, no, we're going to the new combo, So to come out first round and still try to figure out everything that's changed, and these things, you change one thing, you change six things, so there's just so much that those guys had to overcome today to turn four wind lights on, so super proud of them, and I'm excited about what we found and how the car's running and what we're doing.
Let's open it up to members of the media, starting with NHRA National Dragsters Phil Burgess. Phil?
You led the points earlier this season and kind of hit a skid after epping your last win. Could you feel it building back? I mean, obviously the runner-up in Dallas and then come here and run so good. Did you know it would come back in time or get a feeling?
Well, I don't know what it is about these later races, man, but we just always do well in Pomona as well. And, I think Dallas, I went to 5 finals or 6 finals now or whatever it is. And, but those are Dickie Venables type of conditions. We get the cooler weather, the tighter tracks, where you make big power and lay it down, And I think, obviously in my wish list, I think I would like to go work on some hot weather tune-up next year. Like, we got a racetrack right right there beside of us, you know, Indy, and it's greasy and it's nasty and it's 110 degrees. And I would love to go out here and find a, you know, a tune-up where we could go from, you know, 395 to 405, you know what I mean? Just make it go down a dirt road, you know? And so I think when we go do well when it's cool in the beginning of the season and do well at the end of the season, we just got to make that point, you know, where during the middle of the season we're running well too. And it seems like it always kind of bites us a little bit at the Western swing, you know. And so I think that's some stuff that we, you know, as a team can work on and do better. Robert seemed to have just been steady all year long. They've kind of found that hot weather combo along with the cool weather combo, you know. So, you know, you like I said, that's where I think we're missing it a little bit. But these things are funny cars, man. You know, like, you don't know what you're going to get. And every run's so different, and there's so many variables for them to deal with. But I do feel the momentum building back. You know, I feel like these are our type of races, our type of conditions. You know, in Pomona, I've done really, really well there. I won Pomona a bunch, you know, and it's such a historical place to be at. You know, they crown champions there. We start the season there. Next year will be a little different. But it's just when you roll into Pomona, you know, history is going to be made. Yeah.
How do you take those chill bumps, that momentum, into Pomona, but also to keep your team kind of momentous going into that?
Well, you know, our guys are jazzed right now. You know, obviously coming off a win, that kind of carries through itself. But the fans are really where it's at, man. You know, and that's really what I think as a sport as a whole we have to focus on, not just drivers but just everybody, crew chiefs. I mean, I think we need to have more autograph sessions. We need to have more fan interaction. I mean, and that's the selling point of what we do, you know, and that's what makes us different from so many other motorsports. And you know, and that's the same reason that Dodge is going to be in drag racing and probably not NASCAR, you know what I mean, because the interaction and engagement and, you know, having Tony over here and him saying that he's had more fun over here than he's had in anything that's got fenders on it, you know what I mean? So it's like pretty incredible, you know. So I think that, you know, for us, for me anyway, it gets me up, you know what I mean? When you have a bunch of people back there that are rooting you on, you don't want to disappoint them, man, you know what I mean? You don't want to come back to the pit and they're all gone and being like, well, that wasn't good, you know. But it's great when they're back behind your pit after you won and they're celebrating with you and they care about you. And it just, as a driver, as, you know, a guy that's been in the sport that can remember when I couldn't give an autograph away and nobody wanted one, I was like, please take one, you know what I mean? Like, people are watching, you know, just take one. And, you know, so you remember that side of it, you know. So it's like, you know, when people are lined up to get your autograph, it's pretty cool.
Matt, you talk about Pomona. Obviously, the first goal maybe to get that under 60, you know, heading into eliminations. Do you guys maybe come up with a game plan where you try to see if you can get Robert early, or do you expect that?
I don't see Dickie Venables really doing that. I mean, I'd love to have, you know, him first round, obviously, but I just think Dickie's going to go out there and run as hard as he can. You know, I think that's most crew chiefs, you know, MO, not so much to kind of play games or stage this or do that. It's just kind of, you know, show up, run as hard as you can, see where the cards fall. And, you know, like I said, it's if it wasn't for this countdown, I mean, he'd be probably 300 points ahead of everybody, you know. So it's just you give respect to where it's due. Those guys have done an amazing job all year long. And I think we just got to go out there with the same attitude we've had the last two races of we don't have anything to lose, you know, and we have to throw down and we have to scoop up as many points as we can and we have to be aggressive. And I think sometimes, you know, when you're in that points lead slash chase and you're real close, sometimes you're a little too conservative, you know what I mean? And you hold it too close to your chest and you just, that mentality is tough to come off of sometimes. And I mean, I've seen it, you know, because I've been there. I've been like, man, don't smoke the tires, you know what I mean? Like, we got to go down the racetrack. But, you know, now when you get in that mindset of we ain't got nothing to lose and you can see what the car's capable of and you go out there and you run those low numbers and, you know, we went 82 the other night, you know what I mean? Just and won that 15 grand. It's like, we can do this, you know, we just have to swing hard every lap. But there's such a mix with it as far as, you know, even when you're swinging hard, maybe the track's too good and it eats up a lot of clutch. And, you know, just there's just so many variables that, you know, you have to get right. So, you know, God bless those crew chiefs, man, you know, because I you couldn't double my pay and ask me to be a crew chief, you know. So I set myself on fire enough, you know.
Take us through the Stephen Densham run. I'm sure that was interesting for you as a driver, right? Like a couple of thou and you got the light, but it was struggling down there. So walk us through. It must have felt like 10 minutes.
That's called just lucky. You know what I mean? Like it could have been all over within a blink of an eye. And, you know, I mean, you go up there first round, you know, and I wouldn't say that you're super aggressive or even on the tree, you're just trying to like cut a good light, leave on time, you know, keep it in the groove. But, you know, it shows you how important that you have to go after it every run, you know, and it put a cylinder out early. And like I said, we're working with a new combination, you know, and it's one of those things where the car cut off. And I was like, that ain't good, you know what I mean? And then I could hear him beside me, and then we were just coasting, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh my God, you know, and I thought he beat me because I'm slowing down and he's coming so fast. And I was looking at the stripe and I was like, well, we just lost this one. This is pretty sad, you know? So, but then my wind light came on over there, and I think it was a couple thou or something like that, you know? And so you're just like, that was a lucky one, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just have to be lucky than good, you know? And, you know, trying that new combination, it just, motor wasn't happy, you know, what just was one of those things where we just still had some learning to do. And thank God we were able to get through that round, and it, you know, it didn't bite us, but we could definitely not be holding a trophy today because of the first round, you know. So you know, just I guess I'll go buy a lottery ticket today too, you know what I mean? So we'll just see how it rolls, you know. It's drag racing, man. It's so humbling, right? So you can do it all right and have a great light and all this other stuff, and then something happens and it's not your day. You go home, you know, but today was our day, and we got that round win, and we were able to, you know, progress and get into the final and beat Robert. And, you know, like I said, I would like to see Robert earlier rounds than in the final, you know, but, you know, that's a good car over there. It's a tough customer, and we just got to keep doing work.
Congratulations on your win, Matt. Go celebrate.
Thank you, guys.